Hey, we're back. Mark Bendinelli, CFA. Charlie Holloway, CFP and certified divorce.
Financial analyst.
Financial analyst.
Yeah.
Very good. Glad to be here. Glad you. Good to be seen. When I was gonna
think of stuff like that. That's right. Some year-end planning here.
Yes. Take it.
All right. So we've got something we want to touch on was required minimum distributions from IRAs or 401ks or if you have a 403b, any other qualified plan. So if you are over 70 and a half, you've got until December 31st, which is a little over a month away, to take your required minimum distribution.
And you must take it.
Right, or else there's a big penalty of 50% of what you were supposed to pull out as the penalty. Not, I mean, you're still going to pay the taxes once you actually pull it out. That is the sunk cost penalty. That's a pretty big one.
Is someone going to warn you that you need
to? Nobody.
No, they don't. Well, you know, the financial institution is supposed to, you know, make you aware of it, send you paperwork, but they cannot make you sign it. You've actually got to take action on it.
And they won't tell you what the amount is.
Mm-mm.
Because the amount coming out is a function of the age of the husband and the wife.
Right. And they don't quite know. There's different rules. This is where it gets a little fuzzy. Or it's not fuzzy. It's black and white, but this is where you can trip up. Is if you've got 401ks, if you're over 70 and a half and you've got 401ks and IRAs, you cannot combine them or aggregate them when you're doing your RMD and just pull it from one account. A qualified plan like a 401k is going to have to issue the RMD from that account.
Correct.
For that value. Then you're going to have to do what comes from your IRA or IRAs. You can aggregate, you know, three IRAs together.
I hope this sounds complicated to you because this is the kind of stuff that we do. We tell you how much money you have to take out.
Right. And this you
where
don't
you
want
have to take
up.
It out. And you don't want to screw this up.
No.
Because it's irreversible. You make a mistake. You don't pull enough money out.
And you're losing 50% of that RMD.
Yeah, so if you had a, you know, we see clients with RMDs that are $100,000. That's a lot of money. You know, that we're not talking about, you know, a couple $100 of a penalty here.
Right.
So now if you are in the younger crowd where you're still contributing, you have until the end of the year to make sure you've maxed out your contribution to your 401k at work. So contact your employer if you want to make any adjustments there. Contrary to IRA contributions that we talked about earlier, 401ks are the calendar year. You're not once
That's
January
right.
starts over, your new contributions in are going to 2015.
You've got until March 15th, don't you? April 15th
for the IRA
to make your IRA. So
right.
you can do that
right.
later on.
Right. Inherited IRAs, stuff like that, have different rules. So whatever the account is, please call us or call
your CPA.
Yes, CPA, anyone that you know and trust that would understand these rules.
I would think that if you're approaching 70 and a half, okay,
mm-hmm.
that if you've never seen a CPA before and you've done your own taxes and you've done this kind of stuff for whatever particular reason, if there's ever a time to sit down, it is probably when you're 69, okay? And sit down and say, what am I facing? What do I need to do? And get some mm-hmm. guidelines. And that person, of course, is going to charge you a fee, but they may say, this is the table, and you got to go there every year, and you got to go look at it.
Right.
This is where you can find it.
Mm-hmm.
And get some firm advice. On the other hand, why don't you just have a CPA handle it for you?
Right.
And a financial planner. And, you know, I have a company. Hensler right. Financial.
I think we do a little of that stuff.
That you can call 770-429-9166 and ask for Charlie.
That's right.
Holloway, and he'll take care of you. Don't ask for Mark because he'll tell you what stocks to buy,
mm-hmm.
what stocks not to buy, if interest rates are going to go up or going to go down, but he's not worth a doggone when it comes to practical information that will determine the financial
right.
stability of your
and
life.
And I can make sure a CPA is in that meeting with us.
I'm so, just throwing darts anyway.
You don't
so.
Even
yeah,
have
Yeah, we
that.
Know that. You guys downstairs. Okay.
This is Money Talks.
Is Money Talks.
Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.